This is episode 2184 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you midweek to our series we're exploring. This week, our theme is inner abundance. All week long, you have explored different meditation techniques to help you appreciate the quiet beauty of this holiday season, and as we get ready to close out the year 2020. Some of you are celebrating Hanukkah, and I wish you a happy Hanukkah. In today's episode, you are going to go a little more deeply into exploring your inner beauty as you listen to your inner wisdom. I invite you to focus, if you'd like, on your fifth chakra. Chakras are considered to be areas within your body where you hold emotions and memories. Your fifth chakra is located right at your throat. It's at your neck. It impacts your speech, how you present yourself to the world, and how others perceive you. Your fifth chakra is all about inner truth. I've received several messages recently from you letting me know that you decided to meditate because you were wanting to explore your inner truth. I want to share a message from a listener. Remember, you can reach out to me on my Sipinome Instagram. When you send me a direct message, you can also send me a message to mary@sipandom.com. And I would love to share your journey with other listeners. This was a message that really touched my heart because many of you know that I recently moved. And as I move, it's been a little bit hectic, and I haven't really had a lot of time to really sit down and focus as I record these meditations for you, like I normally do, because I'm really out of sync now. I'm still unpacking boxes. I'm in a totally different city, a new home. And I'm still struggling to get my routine going to where I record regularly. But I'm so glad that I'm still showing up, that I'm posting episodes for you, because sometimes I think, well, I do this every single day. Maybe I could cut back or not record daily, but I know how important it is for consistency to record daily. And I share with you what I actually do myself. So this helps me with my own ritual and to get excited about the weekly themes and whatever we're exploring for the week. I mention this to you because you just never know how much your work that you do or anything that you share with others can mean to someone. This is especially true if you feel really unappreciated in the kind of work you do, because our work is our energy that we share, and many of us spend more time at work than we do with our own families or friends. And I received this message from a fellow listener who said, "I just wanted to tell you anonymously that I probably didn't kill myself last week because I got to hear your podcast before going to a hellish job environment that I can't get away from for financial reasons." This message really touched me for obvious reasons, but especially because I hear from you and I know people personally who also feel the same way. like they don't know how they're going to get through another day of work or school or a relationship they may be in. Know that you're not alone, and know that within you is a beauty we all need. That your inner light is so important and valuable to the world. And that as you explore meditation, you're doing such important work. You're doing what really matters most, because what you do outwardly sometimes isn't really a reflection of who you are inwardly. So when you show up for yourself day in and day out and you meditate, you touch your inner truth. And that's really all that matters. And when you share that truth with others, even one other person who's receptive to who you are, that's all that matters. It's okay to stand alone sometimes when you feel the world's against you, because this is often the time when you develop yourself the most. In fact, this may be a reason you decided to explore meditation. It often is for many people. So as you settle yourself down today, celebrate that you're here in this moment, right now, and that you're fully present and engaged with your quiet inner beauty. As you close your eyes and elevate them gently upward, straighten your spine and begin to notice how you're feeling today. You don't have to feel calm every time you meditate or work with your emotions. Allow yourself to be exactly who you are. Begin to feel within yourself parts of you that want to shine, the parts of you that want to be revealed. You can reveal them now. Tap into your inner truth. You may reflect on a time when you were happy, when you felt joy. This will help you recapture that part of your essence. You could visualize the color blue at your throat, surrounding you, reflecting on how you share your truth with others, and reflecting on how others perceive you. Continue meditating, tapping into your inner truth. You are so worth slowing down for.